The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, in doing Buddhist practice, there are all kinds of values or attitudes which are very supportive for the path, and very supportive for our life in general. And sometimes it's very helpful to spend time focusing on some of these attitudes or values that so they can become stronger in us or support us in a variety of ways. Some people sometimes rely too much on mindfulness, as if mindfulness is going to be the only thing that's going to they're allowed to do or that is the most useful thing to do. But sometimes you want to look at some of these ideals that Buddhism offers. So some of these ideals, some of these attitudes which are held up as ideals are certainly things like compassion, kindness. There are things like gratitude, forgiveness. There is, just mention those, for example. That's a pretty good list. And to make these, there's a variety of ways of kind of bringing these forth or using these ideas. One is simply to remind yourself about them regularly. It's very easy to go through our life being busy or our mind being preoccupied with whatever its concerns are. And it might be fine, our concerns, but sometimes our concerns are kind of like having blinders on, where we don't really see the full range and width of our life, or we don't see some of the things that are really important. And so sometimes it's good to be reminded, kind of, you know, bring your head out of the sand, if that's where you are, or kind of lift your head out of the maze that you're in and look kind of more widely around. And you could do that just in an open way and just be aware of anything and everything just generally. But sometimes it's actually very helpful to be reminded of certain things. So to be reminded of gratitude. And so, I haven't thought about that for a while. What perspective does that give my life if gratitude was, you know, if I was reminded about it, or compassion, or forgiveness, or kindness, or friendliness, generosity. And sometimes I find it helpful just to go spend a day on one of these qualities and just kind of repeat it in my mind periodically through the day, or have it written down on a piece of paper, compassion. You know, just maybe stick it to your car, a sticky note on your dashboard of your car. So if you're in your car in and out a number of times in the day, you see it. Like, oh, you come to a red light, you see it. And what happens if you're just simply reminded? It doesn't say in the sticky note, thou shalt be compassionate now. It's just like compassion. And then you come up with all kinds of, you know, it kind of just reminds you, you think about it, you reflect on it. Maybe it touches something in your heart. Or maybe the greatest benefit it does for you is you realize you have not an iota of compassion this moment. That you realize, I have none, and I'm not interested in having any. And it's probably a good idea to know that. You know, it's probably better for the world if you know that's how you're feeling. So to be reminded of these kinds of attitudes and values as a reflection, as a mirror of ourselves, can be very helpful. But also, it might evoke them. It might kind of, oh yeah, what a good idea. I'm about to go see someone, and I think being generous might be a nice thing. I want to be generous. I was planning to be generous, but I forgot. I was thinking about other things, you know, really important. And the other thing that's helpful to have these kinds of little ideas through the day is that sometimes they work as very good mirrors to see what is going on. Because, you know, it's one thing to be mindful of our mind and our attitude and what's going on, and But even there, we can have bias. We can have certain ways in which we more disposed to see ourselves. But sometimes if you just kind of dropping the word generosity or wisdom or compassion or loving kindness, these kinds of words or these kinds of reminded of those, then when you look at your mind, you might be looking at it from a different perspective than you normally would. We have very strong bias in the ways we kind of see things. And it takes, sometimes it's really helpful to kind of break outside of that bias, kind of see beyond it, and just be reminded of those words. And suddenly, oh, from the point of view of generosity, I'm pretty miserly at this moment. I'm pretty not interested in other people and how to benefit them. If you didn't have the word generosity, you wouldn't have seen yourself that way. Maybe if someone said to be mindful of your mind right now, you would have been mindful of maybe that you were feeling a little bit impatient and you had a lot of important concerns going on. That's interesting to see. But if you use the word generosity and just kind of say the word, drop the word into the mix, and then you say, oh, in this situation, I'm actually feeling, I didn't realize I was feeling ungenerous, but I'm actually ungenerous at this moment. And I wouldn't have seen it unless I dropped that word in. So these words, some of these concepts sometimes can be a mirror and help us see a different angle, different perspective, what's going on for us. And one of the great things to discover about ourselves is, if you go through the day like this, is to discover what the top three tunes are in your head. What's the top three attitudes? What's the top three concerns? What's the top three emotions that keep reoccurring through the day? Because sometimes we're so busy we don't even notice that maybe we're mostly irritated for hours on end, but we're not really noticing it because we had important things to do, or maybe we're scared. It's very common for people to not understand, not know how much fear is a part of their basic disposition in life, and sometimes. It's there in the background. It's kind of almost subconscious, subconscious, I guess, because you don't really know it. And so if you drop the word courage into the mix, courage or confidence, and have that as a word or a concept you use repeatedly through one day, have that on your sticky notes. What does it help you see about yourself? And maybe then you see, I'm afraid. Seems like I'm often a little bit worried or anxious about what's going on. And if you don't know that's the case, it's actually good to know it. So if these kinds of words, these ideals, are useful to reflect on how you don't live up to those ideals, rather than being discouraged by what you see, the Buddhist attitude would be encouraged, if you can. Because the best way to attain the ideals that Buddhism offers is not directly, but rather indirectly, by understanding what gets in the way of those ideals. So if the ideal is to be patient, understand your tendency towards impatience. If the ideal is to be generous, understand how you're not generous. If the idea is to be compassionate, understand how you're not compassionate. But to do that with a spirit of generosity or goodwill to yourself, if you do it, don't take it as something to feel bad about yourself. We're trying to use self-knowledge in Buddhism as an encouragement to do better, encouragement to grow and learn. And I would encourage you to just celebrate, be happy. Wow, look at this, I have a shortcoming. I have something to work on. I have something to improve on. I have something I could, try to work with here and not be caught in. Isn't this great? I was just kind of busy doing my shopping and doing my things and, being concerned about all kinds of stuff, wondering about the latest piece of pop culture or something, and look, now I discovered I have a shortcoming. Isn't this great? Because that's where the path of practice is found. And then how to practice with that, not in a way that wears you down, not in a way that makes you feel bad about yourself, one more proof that you're a loser, but rather as one more, if you need that kind of language, one more opportunity to be a winner. One more opportunity to try to practice and find the path of practice, find a path towards freedom. So, you know, shortcomings are good in Buddhism. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, I think it's Thich Nhat Hanh said, without mud, there is no lotus. Without mud, there is no lotus. The lotus flower grows out of the muddy water. And the muddy water is kind of symbolic for this world that we live in and all our delusions that we have. And the lotus, the blossomed lotus, is the symbol for the enlightened mind that opens up. So without mud, there is no lotus. So without having, you know, your quota of delusion, your quota of shortcomings, you're not going to wake up. You're not going to discover how to be free. So these words, these concepts, to have these words and repeat them through the day, to choose one for a day. You know, over 7 days, you can choose 7 different ones, or choose a word for a week. And just a word. You don't have to, hopefully, you don't have to have any heavy garbage with the word, you know, like obligation and duty and, you know, thou shalt. But just keep sprinkling the word into your day. Compassion. Generosity. Gratefulness. Just gratefulness. And then see how it kind of bounces around in your mind and your heart through the day, and what you learn about yourself in the process, and what opens up in the process. It might be that actually it's quite easy for gratitude to open up, and you just feel, now that I'm reminded, it's a lot to be grateful for. And that's what opens up, and you can celebrate that. Or what happens is you realize how miserly you are. And then you don't celebrate your miserliness, but you can celebrate that now you have something to practice with. Isn't this great? Great! So the idea, you know, in some ways, the Buddhist approach is we want to understand and see what just happened, but never be weighed down by the past. The past is gone, but rather be buoyed by the future to see how can we do better, how can we go forward from here. So if you do something which you regret having done, focus on it just enough to learn about that, learn what you did, learn how to do better, but then be forward-looking. Guilt is backward-looking. So guilt is kind of weighs you down by the past. But be forward-looking. How can I do better? How can I not do this again? So these wonderful ideals. What you want to be careful for with these ideals of is that you don't force yourself into them. Don't kind of like hold them up as kind of standard, like I have to be this way, and then kind of lock yourself in and be somewhat artificial. That doesn't work either. But they can be a great support to be reminded of these things, to have them kind of bouncing around. So I mentioned things like compassion, kindness, gratefulness, generosity, wisdom, patience. What's a few more like that? Courage, confidence,
serenity,
tranquility,
equanimity.
Appreciation, great. Contentment. Peacefulness.
Respectfulness,
that's nice. Great, so that should keep you involved, engaged for a few days. So thank you all very much.